The views and opinions expressed in my podcast are exactly that, my opinion. My words are not law, final say, or any type of guidelines for your life. I am no expert. We have the freedom to agree or disagree, as well as remaining indecisive. If you like my podcast, I welcome you. If you do not like my podcast, I suggest you find one more to your liking. Let's begin. Welcome to Senior Grumpy's Verbal Cacophony. I am your host, Senior Grumpy. Now, technically, this is not an official episode. What this is technically it's an intro slash update. It's an intro because what I decided to do was open an account on Podomatic.com and run my show through that as well, besides the normal site I go through for posting my audio. Now, the reason for this is it's just to make it easier for anybody who would like to subscribe to just the audio portion of my podcast through like iTunes or whatever your aggregator is. I think that's what it's called. You know, whatever software or whatever you use to listen to podcasts, if any of you do listen to podcasts. But that's basically the whole gist of that. It's also to kind of branch out a bit. You know, I do have my usual listeners, if I still have them. So that's what I'm doing, is just to kind of introduce myself to those on Podomatic who don't know anything about me. Not like I'm anything special. I'm just, the same type of podcaster as everybody else. You know, my show is pretty much expounding upon human stupidity, more or less. It's just, every dumb thing that you'll see in the news or shit like that. So basically I'm regurgitating the same shit you see on your local news, but adding my opinion to it. The cool band that you heard at the beginning of my show, for my older listeners, this is slightly new, but not really news for you. But for those of you who are new to my podcast, and since this is part of the update, for those of you who don't know, the band that was nice enough to actually allow me to use their music for their intro, and the band that's allowing me, even though it's technically the same people, but it's two different bands, the other band for the outro. The band for the intro, which you just heard the song's called If You're Cryptic by Dutch Rosenberg Theater. Please tell me I got that correct. If so, you know, let me hear the applause all the way from Arizona, guys. But yes, that's the name of that's the name of the song for that intro. When I use this intro, this is for pretty much my regular episodes. This is kind of my updatey thing. I know I'm rambling a bit, but I chose not to script this, and well, it's just an update, so it's not like I really need to script it. So what that means is when you hear If You're Cryptic at the beginning of my show, it's going to be a regular episode. It's going to be me going on about, you know, the like I said, the local news or any type of news regurgitation where I find, you know, just the utter stupidity of humanity. Which is nothing new for my regular listeners. For you, those of you who might be new to me, that's kind of what I go over. Now, the outro song, which is from a band called Helven, which is technically, it's also Dutch Rosenberg Theater, but how do I explain it? It's two separate bands, but it's somewhat of the same people, the same musicians, sort of, I guess. It might be a different lineup. I'm trying to make sure because I don't have everything in front of me. Like I said, I'm kind of doing this a bit free range. So if I've got it wrong, you know, I'll probably catch an email or they'll let me know. But that's kind of what it is. The outro song is called You Kicked My Ass from Divine Dichotomy. That's the album from Helven. That's the one I use as the outro. But if you hear the beginning of that song, or if you hear that, yeah, the beginning of that song as the intro, what this is, for those of you new and old, what this will do is, I call these episodes write-on episodes. And what I mean by that is, yes, I love taking pot shots, making fun of, you know, utter human stupidity, you know, which, you know, I'm not going to lie, you know, I'm probably, you know, part of the problem as well, but, you know, at least I can recognize that. But if you hear, you kicked my ass as the intro, that means, like I said, it's a write-on episode. It's, as much as like I said, I know I'm kind of repeating myself because I'm, you know, my mind's trying to process everything, you know, going, make sure to say this, but, yes, it's kind of a positivity episode. It's to say thing, you know, to go from the, you know, God, look how dumb these fuckers are to, you know, well, hey, this is kind of cool. You know, it's a bit positive, you know, right on, you know, that kind of thing. So if you hear, you know, you kick my ass, which I'll play, you'll hear the segments as I talk. I'll duck them down a bit so you can hear what they sound like. Plus you'll hear you kick my ass as the outro for this update intro kind of thing. So, that's pretty much the gist of it. I have I might do maybe a free range one here and there where I bitch about random things for no fucking reason, just to kind of, you know, to change gears a bit, but that won't happen as often. Cause I try to stick with what I've got, which is working really well. Cause it keeps for those of you who are new to my podcast, I go over pretty much three subjects, three, you know, articles that I find in the news or whatever, or wherever I find them, or if someone tells me about them, I'll read through them, work up a script, because if I don't, as you can hear here, I tend to meander a bit. So an episode that I would plan to keep under maybe 10 to 15 minutes, which would be a little easier to kind of soak in, would end up turning into like 25, 30 minutes, you know, whereas that's not what I want. I want to keep it within that 10-15 minute time frame, so that way it's nice, it's short, and you're not like that guy who's, you know, trying to last really long with his girlfriend and she's pretty much telling him, dude, just fucking hurry up, okay? Really? So that's kind of how it is, which I'm pretty sure if you've listened to me, I kind of do a bit of self-deprecation. So yeah, I probably would say that about myself, about a lot of what I do. So I don't have a problem with that, but that's kind of how it works. That's pretty much my show. And for those of you who are familiar with my show, who know me, that's kind of the update, you know, that's the format I have. I'll do like, you know, my usual stuff, because that's what it is now, is I'm starting to kind of get to that point where it's like, I don't want to talk about politics because I don't want to push people in any direction. I'd rather people think for themselves, which is what I prefer. I don't want to tell you how to live, how to breathe, how to eat, any of that crap, okay? That's why I have the disclaimer at the beginning of the episodes. That's pretty much my way of telling you. I'm not going to tell you either way, you know? Take it as it is. You can either agree with me, you can pretty much disagree with me. You can be indecisive. I'm not going to, you know, hold it against you because I'm just some guy on the other side of a screen talking into a mic like every other podcaster or anybody who wants to just throw out their, you know, pretty much throw out their shit. You know, I'm throwing out my shit against the wall as well. So that's pretty much, you know, how I work. You know, I don't want to I don't want to, you know, be, you know, give anybody advice for their life, because that's kind of fucking boring, you know. I'm far from perfect, just like anybody else. And what right do I have to tell anybody, you know, you have to think like me, you have to be like me? No, you don't. I'd rather you just think for yourself, which is kind of the other idea of this show, is where that's what I'm pushing for, is to get people to kind of think for themselves, to come to their own conclusion, where even if I'm kind of ranting on and saying this is bullshit, blah, 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 you know, really getting, you know, heated about it, I don't want you to come away as like, you know, yes, you know, he's got the right. No, come to your own conclusion. If your conclusion brought you to the fact that you agree with me, fine. If it brings you to disagreeing with me, that is cool as well. I'm not going to hold it against you. If you're still kind of in the middle and you don't, you know, you're still unsure, but you're going to, you know, look into it. Or even if you wanted, you know, you're just not sure altogether, don't matter. I'm not going to tell you you have to be any way, shape, or form. That's not what I'm about. That's not who I'm about, you know. It's just not my gig, you know. Whereas maybe if I was like 16 still, I'd probably be a bit, you know, maybe a bit of an asshole in that sense. But nowadays, I'm in my fucking 30s. I don't have time for that shit. You know, I'd rather people just do their thing, do what you enjoy in life. You know, if you enjoy listening to me, cool. If you don't, I do kind of, like I said, if you don't like what I've got to say or anything about my podcast, please, by all means, just move on to the next guy or the next thing you enjoy. I don't want people to think that, you know, well, you know, I don't like listening to him, but why do you still listen to him? To hear what he's got to say? Well, what's the fucking point of that? I don't care. You know, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to bother with it. I'm not going to get into flame wars because I really don't care. I, like I said, I'm in my 30s. I don't have time for that shit. You probably don't have time for that shit. Like everybody else, we all have the things that we have to do in life. And then we have all the, you know, the shit on the side that we like to do in life. So this is one of the many things I like to do. You know, I don't want to approach it where, you know, you're coming away thinking I'm telling you what to do. You don't, I'm not telling you what to do. I just want you to be you, be yourself, be who you are, and don't be afraid of it. So that's kind of what it is for me. So for those of you new people, that's what I'm about. For my usual listeners, you already know this. You know, it's nothing new for you. And probably by now you might have, you know, skipped the episode. Maybe not. I don't know. You know, I'm not a mind reader. But that's what the show's about. That's the plans for how the episodes will work. If you hear, you know, you kick my ass, instead of if you're cryptic, you know that it's going to be a positive episode, which is what I try to throw them in there. So that way, like I said, yeah, I like to complain just like everybody else. Humans love to complain. It's what we're good at. But I also want to have something where it's kind of fun, you know, something positive, you know. That's why I chose to do something where it's more of a write-on thing. You know, somebody does something and it's, you know, it's positive for them and everyone around them. And that's kind of cool, you know, rather than, you know, somebody getting a you know, it don't have to be like, you know, they got the special award for a cookie or something. You know, they could just be something that, you know, they just did. And it's like, right on, dude, that's cool. I have no way to kind of generalize it to make you understand. You'll just have to hear the episode when it comes. Like I said, it's not going to be a constant thing where I plan it. If I come across stuff like that, it'll be part of an episode. If I don't, it'll be the usual episode, and it will start with, you know, Dutch Rosenberg theater's If You're Cryptic. Sorry, I'm doing a lot of the ums things, which you're never supposed to do. So my normal episodes, that shit would be edited out, which how it is. It's how it works. So my usual ending, for those of you who already know, for those of you who don't know, this is how I end my episodes. Take care, be well. I actually mean this, you know, whether it's you take anything from it, whatever. Take care, be well. Mean it entirely. enjoy whatever kicks your ass in life, meaning enjoy any positive thing in your life, the thing that keeps you happy, the thing you enjoy doing, whether it's a hobby or just whatever. Enjoy it to the fullest. That's pretty much my ending message, or half of it, sorry. And then the final one is don't take shit from anybody. Don't take it from me. Don't take it from nobody. You know, just, you know, pay attention to just really don't take no crap from nobody. You know, try to stick to your guns, stick to your principles. Don't let anybody try to force you one way or the other. You know, just, you know, be you, basically. Be you, enjoy whatever it is you like, and just don't take nothing from no one. So, ending this episode, I am Senior Grumpy. For those of you from Podomatic who are checking out this show, if you check out this show, I definitely welcome you. For my usual listeners, my old listeners, anybody who's still listening to this, hey, it's great to see and hear from you guys every once in a while. I hope you're digging this stuff still. And if you'd like to leave a comment, for right now, I'm still setting up the Podomatic thing, which, if you want to check it out, it's verbalcacophony.podomatic.com. If you'd like to leave a comment at the moment, you can go to seniorgrumpy.wordpress.com, and which is the blog portion of this podcast, which is pretty much, technically, it's show notes. What it is it's all the articles where I've gotten all my subject matter. And by all means, please check out Dutch Rosenberg Theater and Helvin. Those are the two bands. Like I said, it's, in a way, it's the same band, but it's two separate bands. Check them out. You can actually check them out. They're on the sidebar on my WordPress account, or if you need a link right away, it is DROSENBERG Theater. It's one word, all lowercase, and I think it's .web.com. If I have it wrong, I'll correct it next time, or like I said, if you can, make it over to the WordPress page, click their if you just click on the page, it links you right to their website. You can check out their music, you can ask them for merch, you can check out for show dates if you're ever in the Arizona area or wherever they're going to play. So that's pretty much my show. So until the latest episode, once I have it done and scripted and recorded, I'll post it, and then you can all tell me whether or not you dig it or not, or if you pass, whatever. So until next time.